Now, I want to talk a little bit about ball. And I don't mean put me in, coach, at all. I'm talking about the real thing, the Yankees and the Sox. Hey, I'm here to tell you, man, that series rocked. Maybe the biggest comeback that I can remember, or the biggest collapse post-September. Now, game one, we found out that Kurt was hurt, and you gotta tip your hat to the Moose, that's for sure. Godzilla, hey, what can you say? Five RBIs that memorable day. So we go to game two. Yankee Stadium was loud, and Pedro Martinez stepped to the mound. And they were yelling. The crowd was rabid, just screaming at him. If they lost game two, things could get grim. Johnny O took them deep, and that proved the winner. The chance of a comeback was getting much slimmer. Lieber was good, Rivera shut the door. So they headed to Boston, they were gonna play some more. Now, game three I don't wanna talk about, except for the fact that maybe, just maybe, the Pinstripes scored one run too many. That's many, not Manny. Oh, and by the way, Manny, we certainly are in control of our own destination. But they were yelling at him. The Sox weren't gonna lay down like some cheap worn out rug, but up three games, the Yanks were feeling smug. After all, they had Derek and A-Rod, man, they put on a show. And the best closer of all time, Rivera, ready to go. Up three games to none, hey, it's in the bag. And a curse of the Bambino, that was the tag. Talking about bottom of the 12th, one on, none out. Pappy steps up, you know he's got pop. He was all over that pitch, man, like a dog on a chop. Mr. Torrey said after the game, you know, momentum's a funny thing. Game five, Pappy starts a rally with a homer in the 8th. 6 innings later, he restores the nation's faith. But let's not forget the unsung hero in this game, the chin music Pedro played for the Yankee bats gone lame. They never really were the same, and the doubt was creeping in, and the nation rallied to the cry. Had the curse met its end? Back in the Bronx, Schilling delivered. That stitched up ankle gave me the shivers. A legend was born, but tell me, pray do, what was that at first base that A-Rod was trying to prove? If you can't beat him, I guess the story must go. Just cheat, you might get away with it, you know. Game 7 was the one where Johnny came alive. The demon cranked that slam, remember? Kevin Brown took a dive. I hope he didn't hurt his hand in the clubhouse after the game. I don't know if George would be too happy with another of the same. Payback's the son of a gun, so remember what you say, or to come back to haunt you some cold October day. And then we're yelling!